Zok de Eilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Teglachas HaTuma, Ketzad. There's Teglachas HaTahara and there's Teglachas Tum. Teglachas Tahara is if everything goes okay and the Nazir finishes his days of Naziris, he never became Tameh, he shaves his hair. Till now he wasn't allowed to, now he has to. That's called Teglachas Tahara. But then there's Teglachas HaTum. This is a Nazir that became Tameh Meis. So he has to recount his Naziris, but you can't just start. Before he can start recounting his Naziros, he has to first be Matayr himself. And after he becomes Tor, he has to shave his hair. And then he has to bring Karbonis. And then you can start counting again. So Teglachas HaTumah Ketzad, what's the schedule, basically? That's what the Mishnah is asking. How is it done? Zok the Mishnah, Hoyamazah, they would have to sprinkle on him the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adumah, like in any other person that was Tameh Meis. Bashlishi on the third day, Ubashviyin on the seventh day of his Tumah. And this day number seven is going to be a busy day for him. He has to get spritzed with the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. He's going to have a very busy day. He's going to toibel himself in a mikvah, and then he's going to shave on that day. Umagaleach Bashvi. He's going to shave also on day number seven. So again, day number seven, the second time he gets spritzed with the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. First time was on the third day of his Tumah, now on the seventh day. Mikvah and Teglachas. The Pasuk says, "Ubeferish v'gilach roishoy b'yoyim taharosoy b'yoyim ha'shvi yigalachem." Umevi karbonos, and then he's going to bring his karbonos bashmini on day number eight. The Torah says he has to bring shtei toirim or shnei b'nei yoyina. Two birds, one is an oila, one is a chatas, and he also has to bring a lamb for a karbon asham. But really, again, he was tar on the seventh day already. But he cannot bring his karbonos till tomorrow. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ve'im gilach, if he only shaved his hair, bashmini on day number eight, and not the day before on day number seven, the way he was supposed to, well, then maybe karbonos of boy b'yayim, he brings his karbonos on that day. Divi Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva has no objection to him shaving and bringing his karbonos on the same day. The reason normally you can't do it is because he shaves on day number seven, and that's the day that he toibled himself. He has to wait for the sun to set to complete his tahara. And at night you can't bring karbanas, so as a practical matter, it's usually not shaykh for him to bring his karbanas on the eighth day. But if lemaisa, this person only shaved on the eighth day, a day late, so he made a mistake, he should have shaved on day number seven. Well, lemaisa, if he did shave on day number eight, there's no reason that he can't bring his karbanas on that day, as Azayzok Rabbi Akiva. Omalei Reb Tarfon disagrees. Reb Tarfon said to Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference between this Nazir that became Tamei and a Metzayda? Now a Metzayda has to do many things to become Tar. But to start with, he has to shear off all the hair that he has. And that's on day number seven. On day number eight, he brings his karbonis. The Pasuk says, V'yabiyoyim ha'shvi yegalach es kol sa'aray. That's by the Metzayda. V'yabiyoyim ha'shmini yikach shneich vasim t'mimim. By a Metzayda, the halacha is, if he did not shave his hair on the seventh day, rather a day late, on day number eight, he cannot bring his karbanas on that day. He has to wait for the ninth day. Frekt Reb Tarfon, if that's true for a Metzayda, how come suddenly here by the Nazir you're saying that if he shaved on day number eight, he can bring his karbanas on that day? Why shouldn't he also have to wait another day? Don't we see that the Torah does not want the Teglachas and the Karbanas on the same day? Amalois Rabbi Kiva said, Zeh, the Nazir that became Tomei, Taharasai Tluya B'yamav. His Tahara depends on the regular 7 days that any Tomei Meis would need. His shaving has nothing to do with his Tahara. He has a mitzvah to shave the Nazir Tomei. But that doesn't make him Tar. On the other hand, umetzayda taharasay tluya besiglachta. The metzayda is not going to become tahar until he shaves his hair. And you can't bring karbanos on the day you became tahar, because on the day you became tahar, you have to wait for the sun to set for the tahara to complete, and at night you can't bring karbanos. So memela by the metzayda, he has to bring the karbanos the next day. as the Mishnah concludes, Ve'ena mevi carbon. The Mitzara can't bring his carbon, Elim kein hayu ma'ariv shemesh, unless the sun set on the day that he toiveled himself. What makes the Nazir Tomei Tohar? And the answer is, water mixed with the ash of the Parah Aduma that was spritzed on him day number 3, and on day number 7, and his tefillah b'mikvah. The Teglachas has nothing to do with the Tahara. So if he did things the way he was supposed to, on day number 7, he had a very busy day, like we explained. They spritzed on him the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. He toivels himself in a mikveh. He was supposed to do Teglachas. He waits for the sun to set. The next day he brings his karbanos. This Nazir never got around to the Teglachas on day number 7. He does it on day number 8. But even though he didn't do the Teglachas, he still is completely tahar when that sun sets the night of the 7th, meaning the 7th going into the 8th. So the next day, he can do Teglachas and bring his Karbanas. Masha Einkin, on the other hand, the Mitzayda. If a Mitzayda toivels himself with his hair, the tefillah is not good. He has to shave and toivel himself again. If the Nazir toivels himself with his hair, he's tar. So with the Mitzayda, he can never do Teglachas and Karbanas on the same day. Because any tefillah he did before the Teglachas is not good. So if he shaves his hair on day number 8 and then he toivels himself, but on the day you toivel yourself, you're not tar till the sun sets. And at night you can't bring Karbanas. So it's always going to be the next day. And that explains Rabbi Akiva is the difference between the Nazir and the Mitzayda.